So this is my feminist poem for all of us. Light dashing to the ground spreads flat, a frightened water drop, wriggling down between leaves patterning the sky, where the stream presses its body to the ground, artery of the forest of our lives. Us, before we climb into our words, strong-bodied in this forest of cradling arms, its hands laced above our heads in a cathedral of leaves, legs buried to the calves in the muscles of the stream, us, raising each other up, building ourselves from the flags of other people's truths. Water will not be held back. When we return from the river into this dry, squeezing world of expectation, our legs are still wet to the knees with the dew of our inspirations. Remember what was learned in the river before we are told our inspirations are not enough to hold us. Better to towel our legs dry, scrape them clean with a razor. If we let them flower, we are dirty, not quite girl enough for this world. And if we scrape them into silk, we are too much girl for it to ever expect to hold us. And where are the boys with wet legs and dry eyes? I want to see them cry a river that can flow to the ocean, pressing salt into the wounds of their egos. Perhaps that can heal them. Realizing they were never meant to be the ones to hold the world up, no matter what their childhoods told them. We are built to hold this world together on our trembling shoulders. We're all meant to cry when we break, and nobody is built to snuff the flame in another person's chest. Hell yes, I'm a feminist, meaning all of us are bleeding. I am a feminist for the girl dropping out of dodgeball because somebody told her, you throw like a girl, and she thought that was a bad thing. I'm a feminist for the man with blood weeping from his arm, telling everyone, I'm okay, it's just a scratch. I'm a feminist for the furious woman hanging up her welding torch, tired of being told she will never be as good as the men beside her. I'm a feminist for every boy shivering in a dress beneath his father's angry eyes while his sister skips past in her pants. I'm a feminist for the woman told she was a boy from birth who feels she has to wear a skirt to be seen as herself by those who dare try to take her womanhood away from her. I'm a feminist for the woman of color carrying her rage and fear knotted beneath her throat, knowing some feminists will pull each other to their feet, pretending they don't see her lying beside them. I'm a feminist for the Asian boy, fighting stereotype after stereotype, terrified of the day he finally breaks down. Who will crutch his trembling shoulders? I'm a feminist for the person who is not a boy or a girl, who cannot see their face in any of society's mirrors. We list a river of forever, reasons to keep trying, to keep breathing this good air and stand up, holding each other above the heads of the patriarchy so we can finally be heard. We are here to breathe hope into this aching world. We are water drops. Alone, we splatter, frightened, to the forest floor. But together, together, we build the temple of the river. Let us go out and create a world where the rivers we wash our feet of hope in do not run with the blood of indigenous women, where we do not lose our boys to believing they will never be man enough. Let us return to the river, promise our legs, wheelchairs, crutches, whatever we use to carry ourselves into tomorrow, that they will always be strong enough for our journeys. Broken as we are, together we can mosaic future. Let us stand by our sisters and realize the riverbed is a candle lit for our burning mouths.